In those days, the bakery, it was a baker. We were bakers and grocers. And Mal and I virtually started work when we were about 4 or 5 years old in the bakery. In those days, it was all the bakery in Adelaide. I'm going now, just jumping a few years, but just prior to the war in 1939, there were, if I remember correctly, something like 215 bakeries throughout Adelaide. By 1950, span of only 12 or 15 years, the 215 bakeries had shrunk to around about 20 as a result of takeovers. My early recollections of the bakery, I suppose they wouldn't start to around about the 1930 period when Prosera bread was brought in, and the ovens were all wood fired. We used to use generally stringy bark, and cut mallee, not mallee roots. Oh, I should have mentioned the ovens, as I said, were wood fired, and the bread was, they were called Scotch ovens, and a Scotch oven would hold round about, if I remember correctly, about 230 loaves. The actual dimensions of them, I can't remember, but they would be roughly 12 feet by 50 feet. They had a wood furnace on the right-hand side of the oven. The floor was made of fire bricks, and you'd fire up the oven, and then when you'd reached the correct temperature, which would be above, it would have to be what we called guffled. And one of our foreman baker for many years mentioned earlier, Bert Busbidge, was an absolute artist at this particular aspect of the baking game. The scuffle was a large, long pole, probably 12 or 15 feet long, made of, I think, kauri timber, not carry, kauri, and on the end would be a chaff bag tied on the end. That would be dropped in water, and the idea was to throw it into the oven and get this bag rotating around the end, and that would clean all the ash, etc., off the bottom of the oven. And believe you me, that was an art. I know I could never do it. But with all their science, all the advances and everything else made, I'm still convinced that the best bread you'll ever taste was bread made and baked in a wood-fired oven. Don't ask me why, I can't tell you. But the bread in those days had a flavour all its own. Making this tape is really bringing back memories. I can remember we used to buy all our wholemeal flour from Futcher and Irvin's at Port Adelaide, and we used to make little half loaves. That was 1 pair. For the benefit of those that are in the metrics, that's about half a kilo. The average, the weight of an ordinary loaf would be weighed off at 2 pound 8 ounces. By the time it was baked, it would have to come out over 2 pounds, so it would be probably 2 pound 1 ounce or whatever, which is roughly 1 kilo. As I said earlier, it was all done by hand. It was all scaled off by hand cut and hand moulded. And once you've learnt how to hand mould bread, I think you'd never ever forget it. I would say I can do it now, and I haven't done it for 40 years, but that is another real art.